Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today's show is Sky Dyer. Music is everything to Sky, and she has always loved music. She's always loved music, and she's always loved soul, jazz, folk music, and loves the way pop music has such catchy melodies. The list of musical influences on Sky is a long one. She's always felt that she could learn something from every artist pouring their soul out for the world to hear. During the show today, we'll be talking about Sky's upcoming events, her album titled Letting Go, and I'll be playing a song from the album, and the song's title is My Time. Join us for a conversation about gratitude and appreciation, living your music, and about taking time for what matters most to you. To connect with Sky Dyer online, visit her website at www.skydyer.com. That's SKYEDYER.com. Welcome, Sky.
Thank you. How are you?
I am so happy to hear your voice on the phone.
You too.
And yes, and I'm also happy to see that the internet is working. Yay!
Yes.
Which is why we're doing the show today, because we had internet connection problems. But yeah, it's oh wow, you know, I'm so grateful that the internet works most of the time, you know.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because we get to a point where we all start taking it for granted that it's going to work,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
that we're going to have that connection with each other. And but anyway, yeah, here we are. We're here today. And today I want to talk to you about your album a little bit more, Letting Go.
Sure.
And I've played some of the songs on previous shows. And the song that I want to play today is the one, My Time. And would you like to tell us just a little bit about that song
Sure.
before I play it?
Yeah, of course. This song, you know, came about pretty fast when I started writing it, because it was just, I think a lot of us tend to do everything for everyone else, and we don't really focus on what we need and what's important to for ourselves, basically. And that's how this song came about. I just thought about it, and I thought, you know what? It is my time to do what I need to do for myself and focus on writing material that I want to write and, you know, kind of progress to where I am now and be a little more of a storyteller and get to that point. And that's kind of what the song was about. And it really can translate for anyone's life. For me, it was about my music, but it's for anyone that's stuck in a position they don't want to be in, or just a little stagnant and knows they want to do something that is really will feel fulfilling for themselves, but you know, just needs that extra push to get there, and understand that it's not selfish to be happy in doing what you love. And that's kind of how it came about.
That is so true, Sky. I remember Abraham Hicks has said so many times that that we all need to be selfish enough to be selfish and take care of ourselves. Because
yes.
unless we do that, unless we take good care of ourselves, we don't have any happiness to give to anyone else.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so true with anything, and people don't. Sometimes people just forget that, and they think, like you said, they think they're just being selfish, and I shouldn't be focusing on myself. But it's okay to do that.
It's not only okay, it's mandatory, really.
Yeah.
I remember back in, it was like in 1999, it's one of the stories I tell in my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, in the chapter about time, in fact, and taking time for yourself, is about how I was at the office at 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning working on the Kentfield School Directory, which was my way of contributing to our son Xander's school.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I loved doing that. But I would listen to the radio early in the morning while I was there and putting the ads in the directory and creating ads, doing all those things. And Cheryl Richardson came on the radio. I had never heard of her before at that time. She was talking about her book that had just come out at the time, Take Time for Your Life. And it's one of the stories that I tell in the book in Chapter 11 about time. But she had said, take time for your life, and that you had to put yourself at the top of your to-do list. And at the
yeah.
time, Sky, I felt like I wasn't even on the to-do list. You know,
exactly.
Especially when you're a mom. I mean, it's one thing when you get married, you feel like, you know, you've got your husband wants you to do this, and you want to do things with him, and then you've got your family and your sisters and brothers, and then once you get to be a mom, it's like they go to the top of your list.
Yeah.
Whether it's one or five or however many. And you know, we all need to take care of ourselves. That's why self-care is so important, and self-care means your inner self as well as your outer self, you know.
Exactly.
And so your song is a perfect example of that, though, of how we have to be, quote, selfish enough to take good care of ourselves.
Yeah, it really is important. And like you said, you sometimes, you know, just don't want to disappoint anyone else, but that's, you need to take care of yourself first and not disappoint yourself first.
Well, and that's the thing, yeah. I mean, so many of us grow up thinking, well, I don't want to disappoint anyone else, but a lot of times we end up disappointing ourselves in order not to disappoint other people.
Exactly.
And to do what they want us to do. I think it's probably a good time for me to cue up the song so that people can hear the song that we're talking about, and then we can talk about that a little bit more.
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay, so this is My Time by Sky Dyer.
An open book, but instead my words don't come out right. I can't wait till it's my time, when I will see where I whispered quiet, beautiful things. It's my time, watching the sunrise.
And that was My Time by Sky Dyer. Sky, I love that album of yours, Letting Go, so much, as I've told you before. And
thank you.
I love that song, and I love the whole theme of the album, Letting Go. And like I talked to you about on the other times that you've been on my show earlier this year when we played the other songs, it's just letting go is such an important part of life for all of us. And it seems like this year has been that way for me, and I know it's been that way for you. And for so many other people, we need to remember to let go of fear, or let go of excuses, let go of trying to be who others want us to be, let go of mistakes, and just keep the lessons, and to let go of the past and look forward to the future, and let go of people and animals that have moved on to what's next to them. I mean, there's just so many things. There's always things that we have to let go of in life, and the songs on your CD are such, I don't know, they're like medicine for your soul in a way.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, because they do. They remind us to let go, and I love that song, Letting Go. It's so much one of my favorites, and I played that when you were on in April, and then Mirror I played when you were on in August, and that one's important, too, about loving ourselves and loving ourselves enough to be willing to disappoint other people when we have to in order to do what we feel is important for us to do.
Clearly, you can see it's a transitional year for me. All my songs have the same theme.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that it's a theme that so many people need right now.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
It's what you needed, and in a way you feel like it was because of what was going on with you, but I think the universe had a bigger plan there with you creating these songs, is that to help so many other people realize that life is a journey, and that, you know, we're on a stream, and it's like you can't be trying to paddle back upstream to what was happening. You need to remember to enjoy the present moment, and you need to enjoy the journey and what's next and the people, and, you know, think of it, life as a holiday on earth, as Earl Nightingale
Very
always
true.
Said. Yeah.
Very true.
Do you have some events coming up that you want to talk about?
You know what? I actually have a little time off. I just got home. After I spoke to you in August, I had kind of a whirlwind 2 months for September and October. And I got home. I think I've been home now for about 10 days. And I actually get to stay home until January. And I'm actually going to focus on writing new material and finally learn the guitar. I know how to play piano, and I've never learned guitar, and I've noticed that when I travel, it's kind of hard sometimes. You know, you can't lug a keyboard, is a lot bigger.
Yes.
And not every place has a piano, and it's been a little tough for me to kind of accompany myself certain cities. So I'm gonna try to pick that up and see where it goes, and maybe even help me with writing new music, because sometimes. You know, when you're writing songs with only one instrument, you can kind of get stuck in the same kind of chord progression and you know, the same sounds. And I'm hoping guitar will maybe open me up to a different style and a different feel. So that's how I plan on spending my next 2 months around the holidays also. And my husband and I just bought our first house. So it's, you know, we moved in October 1st. So this is the first 10 days that I've been living here in a row. So it's,
oh my
gosh.
It's
going to be pretty nice to just be home and get, you know, just some things done around the house. Have a pretty normal life.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I know you and your dad and Louise Hay, Cheryl Richardson, all of those guys, you know, they're just all over the place sharing their message with people, but you all need to have your time with your family and yourself, and it's so important, I think, you know, the feeling of connection during the holidays. And I was just reading a message on Facebook about how, you know, some people feel really sad during the holidays because they don't have family and friends to spend it with, and It's a reminder for all of us who come from big families that not everybody has that, and to, you know, 100%. To reach out to people and for those
it's
people
really
to reach
true.
Out to other people, you know?
Yeah, no, it's really true. I mean, I think all anyone wants in life is to feel connected and to feel loved. And it's true. I don't ever take it for granted because I have, you know, as you too, I have 7 brothers and sisters. I know you have a big family also, and it's never quiet, and I really never feel alone, and it's the luckiest feeling in the world, and it's why I try to, anytime I see a stranger that seems a little down, just, you know, just say hello, you know, just any kind of contact, because that's all anyone really wants, and like you said, it's if you can just help a little bit, you know, it really goes a long way. You don't really realize how much of an impact you can make on someone by just asking them how their day was or if they need help, you know, anything like that. It's really huge, the connection we all yearn for, and really the people that have it at all times should never take it for granted.
That is so true and so well said. It's exactly how I feel. It's like everywhere I go, I see people, and I enjoy meeting people. You know, even if it's somebody I just meet in the grocery store line or at the bank or out at Subway getting a sandwich or something like that, you know, I always say, I wonder who I'm going to meet today. And, I wonder what we'll talk about and what kind of connection we'll have. And that's one of the things that I love also about the I Can Do It conferences. It's a great place to connect with other like-minded people.
It's wonderful. Everyone you meet is great.
I know. I went to my very, very first one in 2005 in Las Vegas. And I'd always really enjoyed going to see your dad talk, and that's how I'd gotten to know you, was from going to see him talk originally back in, like, 2003, I think, when I took Xander the first time, when he got to meet you. And I love going to those talks, but going to the conferences is so amazing because you have the time in between each of the speakers to connect with other people that have similar feelings and similar interests, and it's an amazing feeling. And so I highly recommend the I Can Do It conferences for anyone.
No, it's true. Even for me, I've gotten to meet so many amazing people. I got to meet you, and I have a lot of great friends that have, you know, come to hear my dad speak or hear other people speak, and I've formed friendships that are great because, you know, more and more, I mean, obviously younger generations are getting into reading these books and kind of becoming self-reliant and you know, all of these great things. But it still can be new for some of my friends my age. And it's really nice that I can meet other people, you know, around my age that think the same way and share the same views. And it's been really, really wonderful.
Yeah, it's so true. And The wonderful thing about those conferences is they have so many different authors with different books,
exactly.
Different ways of
mm-hmm.
saying sometimes similar messages, but saying them in different ways so that different people with different backgrounds and different age groups can hear the message and get the
very
message.
True.
And,
mm-hmm.
and also, one of my favorite quotes by Will Rogers is that none of us is smart enough to remember everything we know. We can all use some reminders. And I love that so much. I put it in my book twice because, you know,
mm-hmm.
really, I mean, my book is basically reminders for me of what's helped me love myself, love what I do, and love the life that I'm living. And that's what I want for everybody else, too. I want them to be able to say, hey, I love myself, I love what I do, and I love the world I live in. And, you know, in order to do that, you have to live your music. That's why the show's called Live Your Music, because your dad had always said, don't die with your music still in you. And Serena says that, too, you know, on her,
mm-hmm.
I love her book, by the way, you know, Don't Die With Your Music.
I know, isn't it so great? I know, I loved it.
She is such a great storyteller, both in the
she
book
really
and also
is.
When she does the interviews, you know, I've had her on twice.
Yeah.
And just, I had so much fun talking with her.
I know, she's
times.
So fun. We actually just did an event together last week at FAU. It's a big university in Boca Raton, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And it was Gabrielle Bernstein. She spoke, my sister spoke, and I sang. And it was great. She was so great on stage, and she's just such a natural. I don't think she even realizes how good she is at this yet.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it doesn't It takes other people noticing it for a while before you start believing it's true about you. But I love Gabrielle Bernstein too. You know,
yeah, she is wonderful. I count her as one of my really close friends. She's amazing. She's really, really walking, you know, this path right now and doing such a great job, especially because she kind of connects with younger girls and women. I mean, there were a lot of high school kids at this event I was at, college kids, and it was really, really cool. Men too. But it was really cool to see them all get it at such a young age. It's pretty amazing, and she's kind of making that gap for people.
Well, she, you know, it's funny because I went to her book release event here in San Francisco when she came. I forget when. Oh, it was April 24th. It was, yeah, I remember it was the day after I had you on in April.
Oh, well,
she
cool.
had come to San Francisco, and so I got to meet her for the first time in person. And I first discovered her during her book, May Cause Miracles. I had seen the title and just thought, I just really was curious about that book. And at first I thought, oh, my gosh, I have so many books already, ones I'm reviewing for Hay House. I have other ones I just want to read. And I thought, well, you know, I don't need to buy another book to feel guilty about not reading. And so I put it down in the bookstore and kept thinking about it, and I finally did get it. And I just love it. I've been through it several times now. I write in the margins. I've been, you know, rereading parts of it. And then I got her book, Miracles Now, and I love that too. That, you know, it's about, you know, what I was going to say, though, is when I went to go see her live in San Francisco, it wasn't just the young girls, though. It was also the moms. And
yeah,
people my
that's
age.
That's how
our
audience was, too. It's really diverse. It was really great.
Yeah, because, you know, and you know what it is? She's fun. She's authentic,
mm-hmm.
likable, fun, and unique. And she makes the whole Course in Miracles so easy to understand. And I love, like, for example, number 72 in her Miracles Now, I put a post-it there. Let the universe do her thing. I love that one.
That's amazing.
And, yeah, I had to be reminding myself of that yesterday when the internet wouldn't work for the show and I had to reschedule it and everything. Let the universe and you-verse do their thing. Before I run out of time, I need to remember to mention that next week is Thanksgiving, so I'm going to be taking the week off from the show. And the guest, though, that I have lined up for the following week on December 3rd, 2014, will be Shiloh Hobel. And we'll be talking about her music, the music industry, West Coast songwriters, the Grammys, and more. She is just, Sky, she is an amazing singer and songwriter that lives here in Marin.
Check her out.
Yeah, she's awesome. She is so awesome. And she's the president of the West Coast Songwriters here in Marin. Which Dudley and I joined, actually it was last spring, I think. They had an Earth Day celebration over at Xander's High School, Redwood High School, which is right near here. And my sister was visiting, and she saw this postcard, and she says, oh, look, there's a contest for a song about Earth Day. And so we talked Dudley into entering his song Earth Blues from his first album Holiday on Earth, and it didn't win, but you know, I said, let's go over and see who won and what it's all about. And we didn't really know anything about West Coast songwriters at the time, and we met this wonderful man named Robert Crane and a woman named Laura Lee Brown, and they're the ones that host the open mic contest for West Coast songwriters at Phoenix here in San Rafael every third Tuesday of the month, and it's just so much fun. And last Tuesday, Dudley won Best Performance.
Oh, my gosh.
Guy.
That's amazing. Tell him congratulations.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they got us to come as guests at first, and then we joined in June, and they've even gotten me up on stage. Well, not they, but Dudley and I have been up on stage, and I've gotten to sing a couple times. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. You definitely have to remember to breathe for that.
Yes, exactly. I'm sure you guys will do great, yes.
Oh, yeah, but it was so fun. It was so fun, and seeing him win that was so cool, and he really did a great job on both the songs that he sang the other day. And It's just, it's all about living your music, though, whether it's music. Some people, it's so funny because when I say the title of my show, some people get it right away and some people go, what in the world does that mean?
Yeah. No, I know. It's true.
Yeah. And it,
but at
it,
least
it
you're
just,
explaining it.
Yeah. It means living whatever you feel called to do. So it can be anything from being a mom, which my mom, that was her music, was being a mom, and your mom, that seems to be the case also.
Yeah.
And it can be that, it can be teaching, it can be writing, it can be like your dad, writing his books and doing his talks. Louise Hay, she's living her music. Cheryl Richardson, so many others. And Alex Woodard, oh my gosh,
yeah,
he was so
I know,
much
I love
fun.
Alex. I
he
know,
was
so
much,
so much
fun to have on my show. I had him on October 8th on Louise Hay's birthday, and we had so much fun talking. And
I played his
song For the Sender, and I love that song. I just really love that song, and I love what it's all about. And I really enjoyed his books. And yeah, I can't.
You've had a busy schedule.
yeah, he's got some shows coming up. I think in San Diego.
Oh, one of the For the Sender shows. I think he has one more before the holidays.
I think so. Yeah, I think he has one coming up in December. And back to the holidays. You know, I just really want to wish everyone out there a happy holiday time. And during this time, too, start thinking about the question, how they'd answer the questions. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limits and live your music? I hope each of you listening will do the best you can to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And it's just, you know, like you said, Sky, to reach out to people and to notice, just take a look around you and see who looks like maybe they're feeling lonely and reach out to them. Smile. Say hello.
Exactly. Yeah, a smile goes a long way, even if you don't think it does. It really, really does.
Oh, I know. They don't even cost anything. And you can just, you know, and it feels so good to smile. And hugs.
Mm-hmm.
Hugs are another thing that are like that. You know, they're one size fits all. And when you give a hug, you always get one back. And I remember hearing this one speaker say one time years ago, and it was stuck with me. She goes, did you know you have to give 12 hugs a day to keep from being weird?
Really?
Yeah, and she says, well, you know, if you're not getting 12 hugs a day, it's because you're not giving 12 hugs a day. And so after that, I started not only giving more hugs, but started writing love and hugs on my emails. That's why a lot of my emails, almost all of them, say love and hugs, because I figure we can all use some love and we can all use some hugs.
That's true. That's a great statement.
Yeah. Well, let's see. What do you think, are you going to be doing an event with your dad in January? Or?
You know, I think I am. He's doing an event in Maui. It's the Divine Love Seminar. It's a weekend event with Maculi Ilabagiza, Scarlett Lewis, and Anita Morjani. So I normally like to go visit my dad then anyway. So he asked me to sing at it. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to go out then. And then we'll see. I'm also, I mean, I say I'm not traveling first thing, but I'm also going to be doing some local stuff. So I will be performing, just my dad, his next event is not until January. So I'll be doing that. And then I'll always post what I'm doing on my website and keep everyone informed. I think I'm going to be doing some kind of recording in the spring. So I'll keep everyone posted on that too. So,
and they can, find out about that on your website at
Always, yeah, my website, and I'm pretty good. I'm always up, you know. I do let everyone know on my Facebook fan page, and that's just Sky Dyer. I always let people know what's going on there too.
Yes, I love your Facebook page, and you're
Thank
on Twitter
you.
As well, and they can. Get
I know
all
I'm,
of
I'm
those.
Pretty. I forget about the Twitter all the time because I'm a little late to that one, but I try to remember to do that one. But I didn't join until a couple months ago. I was a little behind when
oh,
that
Oh, I know.
Started.
Me too. I mean, sometimes I'll post on Twitter for a few days in a row, and I forget about it for a while. Also,
I really do. I can't go on, and then I realize, oh no, when I did the event last week, everyone was tweeting about it, and I went on and I had all these, you know, notifications. things, and I was the only one that forgot to do anything, but it's all right.
Oh, Sky, the time is up and in a couple of seconds. So, yeah, have a very, very happy Thanksgiving
and
a wonderful
holiday.
Thank you,
and everyone else have a happy Thanksgiving. Yes, exactly.
Yes, I'm wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
Thank you, too.
Okay, say hello to all of your family for me. And
I will. I know there's a lot of them, so I will.
Give everybody hugs, and you'll get hugs back.
Of course, I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay, take care.
You too. Bye for now.
Bye.